Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. This is Gary L. Wimmer for Psychics Gone Wild. We're happy to have you folks this afternoon. Got several people in the call room already. And if you do want to enter the guest room, the host room, be sure and press 1 on your, and then you'll be in there. My name's Gary Wimmer. I'm part of the team here this afternoon on Psychics Gone Wild. My co-host is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm going to let her introduce herself before I talk about what I do, and before we start taking readings. Let me get you on here, Jan. And for those of y'all that listen on Blog Talk, sometimes we get caught off the air, may have to call back. Sometimes sound gets broken up. Just the nature of the beast. Jan, are you with us?
I sure am. Thank you, Gary.
You too, yes. Girl. Well, tell us about what you do.
Okay. I do animal totem spirit guides, and I see them in my mind's eyes, and they just come right through, and seems like they will come through at times when people are going through certain times in their life, and the guides, the animal guides, will come through to give them inspiration and guidance and help, and just give them a little bit of an idea of what they might need to be doing at that time, or you know, whatever, something like that. And they're just really precious and beautiful beings. And I know, and they're truly, really real. I mean, they really are. I've had so many experiences of these animals in my past, and I didn't even know what they were all about until now, actually. And so I'm just completely on board about about the animals, and for anyone can see them. They really can. So it's not just no one owns this. Everybody can see them because they're all around us, and they're all around everyone. So anyway, that's what I do.
That's pretty interesting.
And I'm happy to do it.
You're certainly unique. There's, and I always say, if you really want to see God, look at nature. Whether it's animals or trees, you know, you want to see the creative force in action. You look at fellow man and look at nature. So we're going to take several readings tonight. We're going to do several readings for callers. Introduce myself real quick. I'm Gary L. Wimmer, and what I do is called, I read regular playing cards. I use natural intuition, and I use a system called lithomancy that's based on 16 stones I drop into a circle of leather, 10 planet stones, sun through Pluto, and then 6 stones based on life. And I drop them into the circle and read them from the center up to the top of the circle, which is basically about 14 inches in diameter. It's a little piece of leather. And I see it as a clock and read around for 12 weeks. So we'll be doing both lithomancy readings or single quest readings, if you have a single question. And depending on the time we have, we'll try to get everybody in. Can't guarantee we can, but we have a lot of callers. And we're going to start with caller 214, area code 214. Hold on, 214. We're trying to get you in. Be patient, 214. The dashboard is slow. Can you hear me, 214?
Hi, how are you doing? Good afternoon.
Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mavi, M-A-V-I.
Mavi, how can we help you today? Do you have a specific question? You want a general reading, or you want some animal totems? That's Jan Drake Bakke's specialty.
A general reading from you will be great.
Okay. And you will be concentrating on an animal totem that will help this lady, Jan, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
And I sure will.
And I will summarize what
I'll
summarize what I see in the next couple months. And to all you folks, you can find out more about Jan and myself through PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're listed on there. If there is a little echo, a little delay, a little distortion, a little cutout, that's the nature of the beast on internet radio. Having said that, Mavi, I am charging these stones up, and all you have to do is say drop whenever you want, and I'll tell you what I see.
Yes.
Just say drop. Okay, there you go. Well, you've got Saturn in the center, Pluto coming up. There's a lot of like burdens you've been through and a lot of healing you've been going through that are going to really start having a very positive effect on you just in the next couple days and week, because you've got the Luck Stone pointing towards Saturn, which is saying that not only are you going through this healing emotionally and with love and communication and things like that, but it's going to start helping you really see things in a very fresh way here. So don't be, frustrated by healing, because what we go through when we heal, we come out stronger, wiser, and more organized. And that's certainly what you're doing. A lot of organization going on the next week and a half. A lot of priorities, a lot of seeing what's most important. And that helps you move forward with a lot of empowerment and luck just in the first couple weeks. And that's going to start opening some long-term plans for you, both with finances, with direction, with opportunities coming your way, and with seeing relationships in a fresh way, so you can really have a lot of power of love coming back in your life. So by the third and fourth week, there's a lot of very positive expansion for you because of what you're organizing and letting go of here in the first week. And by the fourth and fifth week, it seems like plans, directions, things about your home, commitments, new goals, activities with men around your environment are all very empowering. Very healthy for you, and they're helping you set a new standard for yourself and new goals moving into the fifth and sixth week here. Now, by the seventh and eighth week here, there's been a lot of change in the way you see relationships. There's been some confusion and disillusionment, and that's the nature of the beast with human nature, with relationships. But by the eighth and ninth week here, you're going to have quite a lot of fresh focus on your life. That's going to bring you from the 9th to the 12th week to where you really not only complete this healing you're going through right now and this reconstructing of your like your belief system about yourself, but it's going to give you very good ideas about love, about emotions, about communication, and about decisions in that era. So allow this healing to process in the next couple of days and week, and it's going to benefit you. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you nailed it. That's exactly, and Ansula, you mentioned it. I needed to keep, because it seems like I cannot see the light of the tunnel yet.
Well, remember, you can always listen back on the archive and hear this again, because I speak fast and cover a lot of ground shortly. But having said that, Jan, what do you have to comment on that?
Yeah, Mavi, I see the butterfly. Just really big and beautiful in a beautiful meadow, and I saw another animal too. But I wanted to talk about the butterfly first, because it came with a color, so it was so pretty. It was gold, and just sort of a tinge of green all around, which is such a beautiful. Those colors are so healing, and it says about the butterfly to lighten up and stop taking everything so seriously. Get ready for a big change when where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. It's time to make the changes you've been considering. And in spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition, and as always, know that this too shall pass. Express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. And you have a great deal of vitality and love colorful tastes in your clothing, art, music, and even friends.
Wow.
So it really came through really, really nicely and really big, too. Like this big, huge butterfly in this big meadow. So
beautiful.
I wanted to
You're off and sailing, Mavi.
Pardon?
I say you're off and sailing, Mavi. You have a good day and stay empowered and stay beautiful, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. God bless you.
Too.
You're welcome. God bless
I had
you,
I had a lady comment one time, I should not call women girls, so y'all forgive me if I certainly don't mean it the least bit offensive. We got a lot of callers here, so what we might do is I'll give a reading, and then I'll let the next area code get an animal reading from Jan, so we can move through a lot of callers. Is that okay with you, Jan?
Sure is.
Okay, I'm going to take 6, 7, 8, and 5, 10. You're coming up next. We're going to let Jan do a reading for you on the animals. Let me get 6, 7, 8 coming up here. The switchboard is slow tonight. 6, 7, 8, can you hear me?
Yes, hi. My name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, how are you, girl?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Oh, every time I watch news, I realize how lucky I am. Well, I'm gonna take you, and I'm gonna give the next caller 5, 10. We're gonna let Jan do a reading on that. So, do you have a specific question, or would you like a general reading?
Just a general reading, please.
Okay. Now, this is 3 months in 3 minutes, so I can't cover much. Those of y'all who would like a more detailed reading from either Jan or I, you can find us on Psychics Gone Wild, or you can actually Google Jan Drake Bakke. Baki or Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R. You can find all about us. Having said that, Elizabeth, I'm charging these 16 stones up, and they feel pretty warm. So all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel like it.
Okay. All right, drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you're going through not only healing from love, but feeling a lot of new ways you want to see yourself emotionally and how you want to see relationships. Just in this first couple of days, you're going to start looking at relationships and commitments in spite of the difficulties you feel like you've been dealing in that area. You're starting to see new visions. And, you know, one thing, even if you're in the same relationship with the same person, we go through phases. One thing dies, another thing grows. So allow yourself in this first week or so to really see your beauty, to see your harmony, to see how good you are at relationships, to see what a neat lady you are, that sort of thing. Because what it does is it helps you with all sorts of commitments just in the next couple days and week, whether they're personal or business or opportunity or jobs. So you're taking a lot of this frustration and you're starting to really plant these new seeds. And by the second end of the third week here, Jupiter and Mercury coming into play, you're making very good decisions because you're taking the time in the first week and a half or two to sort things out. So you're making very good decisions in the third and fourth week, and you've learned a lot of techniques about turning things around. Even if you've been disillusioned, you're learning a lot about how you get the final word because you're the interpreter of life for yourself, and that's always the most empowering thing. We sometimes can't do much about our situations, but we can always we're perfectly free to interpret things the way we want. So when there's troubles, interpret it as helping you heal and grow and evolve, and that's what's going on. Because by the third and fourth week, you've learned so much about fresh techniques, about new optimism and so forth. That's opening up from the fourth to the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, all kinds of great surprises for you. Things are lining up, goals, new ideas, things about energy, direction, how you deal with men has completely revamped itself in a lot of ways. And things about your place by the seventh and eighth week, places, be it in business or home, you feel better about it. You feel you don't feel like you've got this kind of burden over you or difficulty. You've not only cleared it out, but by the seventh and eighth week, when places and environments feel so empowering for you, that's going to really help you from the ninth to the 12th week finish this completely fresh way you're having of looking at relationships, yourself, plans, spirituality, goals, and that sort of thing. So even if you kind of feel a little bit emotionally confused right now, things pass, things clear up, and that's what you're going through. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does.
Well, good, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Good. Check us out on Psychics Gone Wild. Let people know about the show. Let them know about Jan and I. And call back in. Glad to have you.
Okay.
Okay, girl?
Thanks. Thank you.
You too. As one person wrote, maybe I shouldn't call you ladies or girls. Again, my apologies.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, well, good. She wasn't bothered. We have area code 510 on, and I'm going to let Jan do an animal reading for you. 510, who are we speaking with?
Okay. Yes, hi, this is Camille in California.
Camille?
Hi, Camille.
Camille, yes, hi. Could I ask
okay.
a specific question?
Go right ahead.
Okay, my question is in regards to my home. Do you see me retaining ownership and just really making a good, happy life here?
Let's see. You know, what comes in for me, what comes in for me are animals. And then I'll get locations, and then I'll get messages. And right away that comes in for me just immediately was the parrot. And so let's just see what the parrot has to say about this and if it has any ideas. Because the animals come in when to give you messages on your situation. So let me see here. I'm trying to finagle this. And let's see. The parrot says, "Be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent and stay clear of gossip. It would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. Now is the perfect time to act on it." That's interesting. And then you're very tactful and diplomatic and could make a good mediator in times of crisis. You work really good with color and light as a means of healing others. It kind of doesn't go along with what you're asking, but it's still a good animal to have while you're going through trying to retain ownership of your house, I would think. Also, just because it's something of the communication is what it sounds like to me, to try to have good communication while you're going through trying to get this happening for yourself. Try to be tactful and diplomatic while you're going through any part of this business-wise. I'm not quite sure how I'm feeling about the house. I'm not even getting a location right now. I always get locations pretty quickly. What area are you in? Just out of curiosity.
I'm in Northern California.
Okay, I knew it was California because I did see some water, but I just wasn't sure because I wasn't getting a total clear picture. I did get some more animals too, and maybe Gary can help you with this also, but it's the animals that are going to come through and tell me messages. Can I give you another animal? Because I did get another one.
All right.
For you, is that okay? Okay.
Yes.
I got the goat, and let me see what the goat says. 53. Where are we? Be discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over your rational and logical mind. Stop butting your head against the wall, trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. Ask for support in you need in spite of any fear of being vulnerable. Keep moving forward step by step toward whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacles and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet. It's critical that you spend time outdoors and immerse yourself in nature. So I don't know if any of that helps you out, but I do see a beach area and some kind of a house that's, it kind of looks like a summer type of home, but I don't know. And that I don't know what kind of home you're trying to get here. Gary, do you feel anything about this situation?
Well, I was feeling your original question was, are you going to keep your home? Is that correct, Camille?
That is correct.
Yeah, I feel like you're probably going to want to move, but I don't feel like it's immediate. I feel like you're going through the next couple weeks and months of weighing options. And I think with more information over the next couple weeks and more almost like whatever is worrying you, think real positive and creative about it. Sometimes we can only do so much on the physical plane, talk to the landlord to see the sales, you blah, blah, blah. But on a spiritual end, we have a lot of energy. And that's what I think Jan was tacking and picking up is the imaginative power. So imagine how you want things to turn out. There's no guarantee they'll turn out that way, but it sure lubricates the wheels and opens the doors to those possibilities as opposed to possibilities you don't want to happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So really think creatively in the next couple of weeks and months about really where you want to be, and don't be worried about it. Think creatively about it. And I think you're going to get your answer here in the next couple, by the next 2-3 months, you'll have a very clear answer about that. And even in the first couple of weeks, you're going to get a lot of inspiration about how you feel about it. Easy to say, hard to do, but don't worry. Use your creativity. Use your guidance. Use your higher mind. Use your guardian angels. You with me?
Yes, thanks.
And try that out, Camille. That's what I feel kind
okay.
of short and sweet, okay?
Thank you.
You too, girl. You have a good day. Oops. There I go again. Someone called me on the chat room, said, Gary, hi, girl, Wimmer, and that's probably the case. Having said that, we're going to move along to area code 803. 803, are you there?
How's it going?
Good. Who am I speaking with, brother?
This is Chris.
Chris, okay. What part of the country are you calling from, Chris?
South Carolina.
All right, brother. Do you have a specific question or you want a general reading over the next couple months?
Well, a specific question.
Okay, what's
you
your
see
question?
Any, about my romance, you see any women coming into my life soon?
Yeah, I do, but what I see is you're going through this period right now where you're sort of having to rebuild your own confidence about things. And I'm 66. I'm 66. I go through that all the time, whether it's in psychic phenomena or making rent due or relationships, because men and women are very different. But I feel like you're not only learning a lot and healing a lot from the past, but you're lining up all your best assets. So you see those, and you focus on those, and you emanate those rather than your doubts or your fears or your maybe I can't be up to the standards I'd like to be. You're at the standards you are now, and you can continue to grow and evolve. And, yes, I do see satisfaction for you coming probably in the next next 6 months, four or five, 6 months, you're gonna meet other people. That doesn't mean you can't meet someone tomorrow. But I have a feeling in the next 6 months you're going to have a completely reframed look at yourself. Go out with a lot of confidence, man. I was, as a musician and entertainer my whole life and a psychic. They don't know what you don't tell them. I'm not a great singer, but I'm a good guitar player. And I put on, that made me, help me make a living as a musician, being a good guitarist.
Okay.
And, playing good material, but my singing surely didn't. But people thought I was good. I played the last 20 years solo with me and a guitar, and people think I'm good. So keep that in your mind. That's what I'm feeling. Really realign yourself with your best qualities and properties, not your fears and your doubts. Those are the given. You with me?
Okay.
Really restructure your thinking. In the next couple of weeks, I got a feeling you're going to feel a lot better about everything, and probably you're going to go out and start talking and meeting ladies and being confident, without
okay.
the fear of rejection or anything, just the idea of friendship and communication and testing your personality.
That rejection kicks my ass every time.
Yeah, well, get used to it, brother. Just don't even take it personal. Don't take it serious. Just move on. Smile. Not every pair of shoes is going to fit.
Right. Right.
Don't take it on.
So you definitely see something in the next 6 months.
Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, I have this animal for you, and I haven't seen this animal since the last time I was on with, the first and only time I was on with Amy Kavanaugh, and I'm so excited to see it, and it's the goldfish, and I haven't seen it since, ever, and it's just come through so big and with such beautiful color, and it says, long associated with good luck, happiness. Goldfish entrance us with their bright, shimmering colors, fluid movements, and long, filmy tails. Hardy and graceful, friendly and beautiful, goldfish symbolize contentment, peace, good fortune, and prosperity. Let's see. And they are natural adapters, thrive in diverse environments, and mutate easily, aligning with our desire for brighter colors, unusual shapes. And goldfish readily complies. And their keen visual activity and awareness enables them to distinguish between color, shapes, and human individuals. Goldfish nurtures trust in the joy of simple things. So sociable and engaging, goldfish helps us to relax and find composure. Anyway, I just think that's such a nice animal to be around you right now that will keep you calm and keep you soothing while you're going through this and trying to find a mate, and just relax and let it flow, you know? And
so get a fish?
So anyway, to have a fish like that in water, what a really positive animal to have near you, to be helping you. Sure is.
And that's what I was feeling about you restructuring yourself, Chris, so you're really confident and positive. It's not overnight. Nora's learned to swim or play the piano, but it's a process. But I feel like, just like Jan was saying, you're going toward that good feeling about yourself. Don't be afraid to be a winner, okay?
Okay.
You with me, brother?
Well, thanks. Well, thanks.
You too,
I
man.
Really appreciate it. So 6 months and I'm transforming and get a goldfish. Okay.
Yeah, but you're gonna start feeling good with the next couple days and week, because you're gonna be concentrating on just seeing all your good assets and seeing your goldfish. Okay, brother?
Okay. Okay,
God
thanks
bless
a lot.
You, man. You too, brother.
All right.
You're welcome.
Moving right along here, and remember, y'all can listen back on the archives, and as I said earlier, you can check out both Jan and I on Psychics Gone Wild. This is 111111111. Are you there, 111111? Your number's showing up.
Yes.
Who are we speaking with? Can you hear us?
Hi, this is Monica.
Monica, would you like an animal reading or a general reading?
I wouldn't mind a general reading. That would be great.
Okay, and we're going to go 413 next, and we're going to give you animal reading with Jane. We have a lot of callers in tonight. Always glad to have a lot of callers. Going to try and get to every one of y'all. So, Monica, as I've been saying that, I'm charging these 16 stones up. And again, this will be sort of general. It's 3 months in 3 minutes, so it's about, 1 minute a week, I guess, or something, 15 seconds per week. So it's going to be general, but having said that, whenever you say drop, I'll drop these stones and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you're ready for a lot of fresh things in your life. You really are. You've got the love stone, commitment stone, Jupiter right in the center. So if you're not aware of how good you're feeling, you should be. Because even though you've got a lot of responsibilities you have to deal with in the next couple days and week, and they seem to be building up, you've got this new sense, and you're getting this new sense just for the next couple of days, about how much love can empower you, seeing your guides, feeling good spiritually, making good decisions. And that helps you get through this first week and a half or two where there are some challenges and obstacles and so forth. So let love inspire you. Let where you want to go inspire you. Let this feeling of everything can be conquered and so forth inspire you. Because by the second and third week here, there's a lot of issues that you're going to clear out that are going to continue to help you recognize this new commitment you've got about expanding in all levels. So like I said, if you don't feel you're entering a lucky cycle now, you sure should start looking at it, because it is going to happen. And it's going to clear out a lot of issues in the second and third week, such that by the fourth and fifth week here, with the moon and Mars and the life stone, the luck stone, you're really not only expanding, but you're learning how to deal with men, with direction. You have a new sense of empowerment. You have a new sense of how you're emotionally going to sort of, where you kind of feel like you're pulled in different directions. Your emotions are going to help you know which way to go And so it's helping you a lot with luck here in the fifth and sixth week here because you're feeling emotionally empowered. And by the seventh and eighth week here, there's a lot of freshness in your life again. It's like, wow, what you've started here as far as where am I going in the long term, making these priority decisions in the first week, are going to not only clear things out for you, but by the eighth and ninth week here, you're really on a completely refreshed and revitalized path, which from the ninth to the 12th week is going to help you with relationships, with things around your home, with communication, with bringing new dreams into play because of what you're planning here in the first week. And I feel like the end of this three-month period, you're really back in style and balance and harmony, and you're starting out with a pretty good game plan to get there, so don't doubt yourself. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, very much. It is so right on. Mm-hmm.
Well, good, good, good. I'm glad. That makes my day. And you have a good day, and do you have an animal that jumped out for you, Jan?
Oh, I did. Yes, I did. Sorry. It was the unicorn.
Mm.
And, yeah. Oh, I love unicorns, too. And it says, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interest that you've suppressed until now. You'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdoms, such as fairies. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. Suspend your disbelief and open yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. And you're going to experience a surge in your personal power, so use it wisely. And,
yay!
Yeah, unicorn is so positive.
That's why I was saying, Mark. Go ahead, Jan. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, it mostly just says you work with the fairy realm and the nature spirits, and you have psychic and intuitive gifts too.
Mhm. Oh, that's so wonderful. That's perfect. Both readings were just perfect.
Good, Monica. We're glad we
so
could
glad.
Be of service. Makes our day
to be
able
day.
To. You too. And remember, you can listen back
awesome.
On the archives, and you can hear this again.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
Have a good day, Monica. Thank you.
So you folks, you can listen back on the archives, and you can also check out both Jan and I, Jan Drake, DrakeBakke, and Garwimmer. You can check out both of us. Google us. Go to Psychics Gone Wild. See what we do, and we can sure cover more in a longer reading. Having said that, moving right along, this is area code 413. Can you hear us, 413?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amber.
Amber, what a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Do you want to start with a general reading or start with some animal magic from Jan?
I'll start with a general reading, please.
Okay. Just want to let you folks know coming up is 575-111-805, and Gussie is here. So you folks stick on. We're going to try and get to all of you. Okay? So I use 16 stones, Amber, and I'm going to, when you say drop here in a moment, whenever it feels right, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next 3 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you say drop. There you go, girl. Well, you got the magic stone right in the center pointing to love. It feels like you've got some good things happening right now in your life with love, with commitment, with relationships. And you're going through a period here where you're really getting, you've got the luck stone right at the top in Mars. So directions, activity, things dealing with men, things dealing with where you want to center yourself, how you're directing your energy here in the first week are going to be quite fortunate for you. They really are. It feels like you're picking up some things that were kind of lingering in the past and put new life into it, whether it's a relationship or business or partnerships, that sort of thing. Because by the second and into the third week here, both with your emotions and with your decisions and with your mental ability, you're able to just open up a lot of fresh opportunities with Jupiter, with the moon, and with Mercury. And the moon is pointing to the sunstone. So there is, that's near Pluto and Uranus. So there is a lot of healing, a lot of change, a lot of letting go, a lot of let the past be the past, and a lot of your own intuition that are working for you in these first couple weeks to help you get this real good sense of power back in your life and optimism and creativity and direction, you know. And so it comes through in the next couple weeks such that by the fourth and fifth week here, you've learned a lot about healing. You've learned a lot about letting go. You've allowed this things, restarting things that you're doing now. You're realizing how to update them and make them work very effectively and powerfully for you. And by the seventh and eighth week here, it feels like with your place, you're sort of getting back in this feeling of, wow, everything's working. I feel good around my environment. I feel empowered. I feel inspired. And this is helping you spiritually in a lot of ways, too, because what you're learning is going to give you knowledge about how to start really directing your plans toward both relationships and life and business to where you visualize, you make things happen, that sort of thing. It's something you're learning. And by the 9th to the 12th week here, it feels like love is completely re-enlightened. Responsibilities you have around your place, because you've got a whole new fresh sense of attitude and approach and determination, even though you've got responsibilities around your place around that time, whether it's work or school or home, or you're dealing with that very effectively. And because in this first week, you're starting to really see how you're going to redirect your energy. Now, that's 3 minutes and 3 months. I hope that makes some sense to you, girl. Does
totally.
It make sense?
Yes, for sure.
Good. Well, I'm going to let Jan pick out an animal for you, because we've got
sure.
575 and 805 and Gussie and 562 coming up. So, Jan, what do you see?
Okay. I see a cat, and it just comes really clear here. So the cat says, this is a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to signs and omens that will guide and direct you. Whatever you've released, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you presently. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it's most likely in an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. Cat teaches the use of clarity and cunning. Cat navigates through unfamiliar territory, and so it's a superb guide through our fears of the shadow world. With acute hearing and excellent vision, Cat offers sharp perception, discernment, and insight. Cat knows how to relax, but can be focused and determined as well. Remaining still for long periods, cats watch quietly and then pounce. Cat inspires us to get out of our rut. Cat arouses awe and wonder, offers a surge of creative vision, and awakens us to magic. So that's basically what it says, and I think that is really neat. It's positive. For
Thank
you.
Goodness.
And sort of goes, yeah. Good.
Does that inspire you, Amber?
Oh, totally. It's my birthday today, so that
Hey,
that
happy
was
birthday,
hear.
Girl. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
Happy
God
birthday.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Awesome.
You're Scorpio. Love you,
yes,
babe. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, too. I know we're kind of
crazy.
Love it. I know. We're certainly intense, but happy birthday, and God bless you, girl.
Thank you very much.
You too. Let people know about the show and let them know about Jan and I.
For sure.
And thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Amber.
Moving right along. It's great to get you callers. It makes our day to know we help some people. I don't know about Jan, but I know I'm asking God and the universe questions all the time. So don't be afraid to ask. That's how you get answers. It really is true. And I'm going to move on to area code 575. Let me get you in there. 575, can you hear us?
Yes, this is Tammy.
Tammy, how are you, girl?
Good, how are you?
Good, 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 good. What part of the country are you calling from? Just curious.
New Mexico.
All right, girl. I have a brother who lives out in Santa Fe.
All
Do you
right.
want a quick 3 month reading? Do you have a specific question?
Yes. I would just like a general reading.
Okay, Tammy. Like I said a minute ago, this is 3 months and 3 minutes, so it's about 15 seconds per week, so it can only can be kind of general.
Okay.
But you can always listen back on the archives, and to all you folks, if you want a more detailed reading, check out Jan or I on Psychics Gone Wild. Now, having said that, Tammy, while I'm talking, I've been charging these stones up. So all you have to say is drop whenever it feels appropriate to you, okay?
Okay. Drop.
And there you go, girl. Okay, you've got Uranus and Mercury at the top. You've been you're about to make some decisions that are really empowering for you. You probably feel a little bit of confusion about love and relationships and so forth. But through this first week or two, you're going to start getting a lot of solidity in your life. And the reason is because you're sort of stretching your bounds. You're starting to see things in ways that are empowering to you. And that's going to help you a lot with being able to work over obstacles you see in relationships or commitment or with men. Things are a process, so they don't happen immediately. And answers, especially in relationships, are not exact. You know, everything's a compromise. It's certainly relationships. Life's a compromise. But as you go through this first week and a half or two, reliving these visions of yourself and the way you want love to be and the way you see yourself and the way you see relationships. And that's going to give you the power to bring things to the surface, get things to the surface so you can communicate and reestablish ideas and not be afraid, but be brave and be empowered. And how do you learn to be empowered and brave? You go through something that challenges you in that area. And so by the third week and fourth week here, you're completely, you've cleared a lot of these issues out. You've got a lot of fresh strength in yourself. You're seeing where love really does conquer all, so to speak. I mean, it sounds trite, but it's true. If we have enough love, and first of all, the relationship and love for yourself has to be very active. But as you go through this first couple weeks with what I've explained here, by the third and fourth week here, it feels like things are just on a completely different footing. You've got a sense of bravery. Issues have come up that you've been able to look at, address, and heal and communicate about. And such, by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, you've got the luck stone, life stone, and the sun stone. So things are really moving good for you here. You got to kind of clear out the confusion, the doubt, and get that strength working for you, but it's not going to be that much longer, next couple weeks. And from the 6th and 7th and 8th week, not only with luck and so forth, but by the is coming through, but from the 9th to the 12th week here, things about your place, about your environment, about fresh hopes, about fresh dreams, good decisions about where you're going as opposed to having to kind of just make decisions about what you're dealing with, that comes into play. And so your long-term hopes and dreams that you're seeing right now, yes, feed that dream, because visualization, creativity, spirituality do help things on a practical level and certainly with relationships and so forth. Now, that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Good, good. And we're going to see if Jan has an animal that she finds magical, resonating with you.
I sure do.
Okay.
I saw two of them. I saw two animals. And so I'm just going to give them both to you kind of quickly because I'm not sure which one is. But anyway, both of them are really good ones. I saw the, where is that? I saw the frog, the very first one. And the frog had a lot of light around it. So it was highlighted. So I know it has to be one of your animals as far as I can tell. It says, if you hear a frog during the daytime, it will rain very soon. Do a physical cleanse to detoxify your body. Do an emotional cleanse by letting yourself really feel your emotions and cry as much as you need in order to clear and release any emotional toxicity. Singing or chanting out loud will help you feel more balanced, at peace, and connected to the divine. You're entering into a time of plenty and abundance. This is a start of a slow and steady transformational process for you, a movement from an old life to a new. And that's what frog is all about. It's a amphibian animal, and they do transformation. They go from one life to another, or one situation to another. They transform, basically.
Okay.
It says you're a very sensitive and compassionate person and readily express deep feelings in words and actions. So in that sense, that is really kind of a neat animal to have around you to help you transform. The next animal is bee, and it says for the bee, it's time to get organized and to work on that idea that you want to implement and develop. Approach your projects with commitment, diligence, and dedication, and you'll succeed beyond your wildest expectations. Involve several others in a cooperative and life-affirming venture, one in which everyone who participates will benefit, and if possible, one that includes the entire community. Wow. Take the time to appreciate and enjoy the sweetness of life. This is a very fertile time for you physically and creatively, one where you can bring your ideas into fruition. So that's a very positive animal, too, for you. And both seem to... Huh? Yeah.
I just wanted to confirm that, you know, both of them seem very correct, but the B especially, I have an event that you just described completely where it involves the whole community, so...
Oh, you're kidding. Awesome.
I'm really not, so...
Great, Tammy.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Let people know about the show. Check us out on Psychics Gone Wild. And thanks for calling in today, okay?
Thank you. Uh-huh.
We've got about 14 minutes.
Tammy.
We've got several callers. We're going to try and take them all if we can. So 805, you are next. Let me boot you up here, 805. 805, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, this is Donna from California. Hi.
Donna from California. Would you like a quick reading? Do you have a specific question?
Well, I do kind of have a question also. I wanted to know, I'm on this dating site, meeting men on the Internet, and I wanted to know if I'll, you know, meet my partner that way. You know, does it look good?
Well, the first thing I feel, and Jan's going to be looking at an animal, I'm just looking at some cards rather than stones.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel for you is, first of all, it's very good. You've started a cycle of bravery. You're ready to go out there and experiment and make yourself available. And that's a good thing because you have to, you know. The guys get tired of hitting on women. By the time we're about 35 or 40, we realize, you know, so often women take it as a hit. So it's kind of, we get kind of clumsy at it. We don't, you know, want to upset anybody. So it's good that women like you are going out there making yourself available. And if the guy you're going out on a day with may not be the guy you end up with, but maybe the person who serves you dinner, sits across the table, or the guy's friend. I mean, you know, love is love. All is fair in love and war, so to speak. You know? So your availability is what I'm seeing that's most helpful to you, getting out there, being brave, because, yes, that it may or may not be on the website, but by going out, making yourself available and finding people, not only are you sharpening up your skills and learning what you want and getting more bravery, but it feels like through this, probably more the bravery than anything, I feel like you're going to meet good candidates. That's what I'm feeling.
Good.
So be proud of yourself for getting out there and meeting people. You have to kind of go through a couple calls. That's life, girl. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid or intimidated. And with that, I bet Jan has some animal that's going to help you.
I sure do. The first one is the wolf. And it says, characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing when you feel misunderstood. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times, which is nice. You're having, I don't know about that. You have a strong sense of family and community and intuitive sense of social order and are very affectionate with your friends and family. And you're a natural-born teacher, imparting knowledge based on experience more than from formal education.
Yeah.
And I also saw, does that make sense, any of that?
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does make sense.
Oh, good. But I did also see the dragonfly, and I just want to, just for a second, because it's just interesting to see, I guess the insects are coming in too today, and I just want to see what, just out of curiosity, what it has to say. It says, Be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. This is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening in you. It's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. And more than simply a change, you're going through a major transformation, so enjoy the process. So while you're on your dating, while you're checking out, you know, the dating sites and stuff, I guess you're going to be transforming too.
Oh, good.
That's kind of neat.
To bravery, girl. That's
but
what
anyway,
you're doing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jane. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say it's along with that, while you're doing all that, just remember that if you meditate and just relax and try to don't forget to check in with your own spiritual self while you're going through that. That'll help you stay grounded and stay centered. You know what I mean? Because I know it's hard to do all this, what you're doing. It is. It's difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
That help you,
well,
Donna?
Yeah,
it helped me very much. Thank you very much.
Be brave. Remember, go out there and just be confident. Nobody can hurt you except yourself, really.
Exactly.
Okay,
thank
girl?
You. Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Stay empowered.
God bless you.
Thank you, Donna, for calling.
Amen. Now we have Gussie, and we're going to try and get to 562 as well. Let me get Gussie on. This is Boardsville. Are you there, Gussie?
Yes, I am.
And we're going to just call you Gussie. Is that, will that work for
That's
you?
That's just fine by me. Yeah, I got my pen here ready to take notes.
Okay. Now, do you have a specific question? You want a short reading? Where are you at, girl?
Yes, I love the stones myself. I've got some black tourmaline right here with me.
Okay, your phone's cutting out a lot, so I can barely hear you. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
And you can always listen back on the archives. Having said that, Gussie, I'm charging these 16 stones, and they're getting nice and warm. So whenever you say drop, I'll drop them into the circle and tell you in general what I see for the next couple months. Okay?
Okay. All righty.
So whenever you say drop. There you go, girl. Well, there's certainly been some changes and some fascination, some interesting things going on in your life recently with both commitments and direction and things you have to deal with, like whether they're burdens, responsibilities. But because of a bunch of changes going on and because things are sort of having to sometimes it takes an explosion to make things come back and settle in a better way. Look at the way our universe was created and our earth was created. So as you go through this first week or two, allow yourself to feel real inspired because you're feeling a sense of freshness. You want to break out of the box. You want to have a new sense of priorities and commitments that works for you, that gives you the spirituality on top of the dedication and so forth. So as you go through this first week and a half or two, you're going to feel a lot of fresh inspiration, and don't shortchange yourself on how empowering that can be. Because what it's doing by the second and into the third week here, where relationships and put pressure on place and so forth, you're getting a whole new set of standards, confidence, drawing a line where need be and feeling empowered where you need be and letting go of what needs to be let go of. So you can really have this fourth and fifth and sixth week of feeling not only liberated, but like you've restarted your whole path, emotional path, about love, about direction, about relationships. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, this is going to work out well for you. And again, a lot of it is because in this first week or two, you're recognizing why be frustrated and lost when you can use that all for creativity. It's a conscious choice here in the first week and a half, too. It's going to give you all sorts of new solutions. Because from the 9th to the 12th week, you have the Lux Stone and Jupiter and the Sun and all this good energy. So breaking out of these cycles here in the first week or two, changing your methodology, seeing things differently is going to bring you a lot of luck. Don't be afraid of changing. Don't be afraid of trying new things, seeing outside the box, that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you, Gussie?
I sure wish I... yes, it does make sense. I try to do that. Trying to make some really big changes in my life. So,
That's why I see. That's why I feel a lot of change going on. Think big. Why not? Think 150, settle for 80. It's better than thinking 30 and settling for 5.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do you have an animal there real quick, Jan?
Yeah, I would love an animal. I love the animals.
Oh, I sure do. I'm trying to get to this one. I have two of them. Let's see. Let's go with the first one that I saw. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes.
The first one
yes.
that I... let's see. It says it was the chicken, the very first one.
Wow.
And it says properly defined as knowledge gained without conscious reasoning or the use of our five senses. Intuition is basically our sixth sense, perception. Difficult to prove and hard for some to discern. Intuition can seem mysterious and a mysterious way of knowing. And we may feel something in our gut but have butterflies in our stomach or just know in our bones. Intuition can also be mental sensing, a flash of knowing, a sudden clarity, a deep down certainty. And deep intuition is immediate and undeniable. It has the chicken right next to this, and I don't, for some reason, it's not talking about the exact, here it is. I'm sorry, I was on the wrong page. But the chicken represents intuition. They can't fly high or any great distance, but chickens are more oriented to the land than sky. Inquisitive and observant, attuned to small areas of ground, chickens hold a deep, centered, and very practical wisdom. Chicken uncovers truth and awakens intuition. There it is. Prodding us to listen to our inner voice and trust our hunches. With purposeful determination, chickens use their toes to scratch the ground and earth food, searching until they find what they want. Chicken has a focused ability to expose truth that lies hidden just beneath the surface. So chicken is empathetic and can help fine-tune our intuition, making us more aware of the thoughts and feelings of others. Proud and noble, chickens are intelligent and self-reflective. When they sense danger, they will protect their personal space. Chickens' strong spirit encourage us to learn and to take in new ideas to develop proficiency in all areas. Unique and independent, even when living in groups, chickens behave naturally as individuals. So that's kind of a neat animal. I've never even gotten one before, and so that's really cool to have one by your side, you know, and being a guide to you right now.
I'm a rooster in Chinese astrology.
Ah.
Oh, no kidding. Well, then that's why I saw it so vividly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a rooster.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Cool.
What was the second animal?
All right.
What was the second animal? I'll let
the
you go.
The second one was elephant.
Elephant.
And it
okay.
says,
okay.
make it a point to be of service in some way to the young, elderly, or less fortunate than yourself. Do not let anything stand in the way of attaining this goal that is so integral to your purpose. You have determination and persistence required to overcome the current challenges you're faced with. Trust your senses. And if something smells bad, take the necessary action to do away with it. Remain loyal to the closest to you in spite of any questioning their integrity. Did that make sense? Remain loyal to those closest to you in spite of questioning their integrity. It's a good time to renew your sense of connectedness to the divine. That's a really good animal, too. I love elephant.
Gussie, Jan, we've got about 1 minute. I'm going to try and take one more caller here, and this is area code 562, and we'll do one question, 562. Who are we speaking with? And make it pretty fast.
Hi, this is Yvonne, and I wanted to know, I had unprotected sex, and I want to know, do you see me getting pregnant?
Do I see you getting pregnant?
That I am pregnant. Do you see that?
Well, it's hard for me to give a medical diagnosis. I feel, have you had a doctor check yet?
No, not yet.
I don't feel like you are, but I sure felt a lot of souls that wanted to come and participate in your life.
Okay.
So I really did, but I didn't necessarily feel that you were pregnant right now. But then I don't give medical diagnosis.
Okay
girl? Wish
okay,
I could
thank
help
you
more.
That.
We're out of time, folks. y'all check back in with us next week, and be sure and check out psychicsgonewild.com. You can find out about both Jan and I. And God bless you, and have a good day. And I'm trying to get to this chat room where I can close the studio for some reason. Studio's blocked up. But, Jan, you have a good evening, and thanks for coming in, okay?